They are the most powerful media dynasty in the world, and now a very public division is opening up in the Murdoch family over how their companies cover climate change. In Australia, News Corp has been criticised by some politicians, scientists and members of the public in recent years for airing the views of commentators who deny that humans are contributing to the warming of the planet. And this morning, Rupert Murdoch's son, James, has attacked the company's reporting of the issue in light of Australia's bushfire crisis. David Sparks has the story.
Australia's extraordinary bushfire season has made headlines around the world. New York Times journalist Jim Rutenberg says Americans have been captivated.
You're seeing a lot of that coverage here. Even while we are going through sort of some of the biggest stories of our lifetimes, only the third impeachment in American history, the tension and military action against Iran, even in that climate, the Australian fires are often front page news. We at the Times have done a story about Murdoch Media's approach to it in Australia. So, yeah, it's very, very front of mind, even in this heavy, heavy news environment.
Jim Rutenberg recently wrote a series for the New York Times about the empire and influence of Rupert Murdoch. In particular, he's interested in how Mr. Murdoch's company, News Corp, and the family's US television branch, Fox News, cover climate change. His interest has only grown this morning after a representative of Rupert's son, James, and his wife, Catherine, provided this statement to the news site The Daily Beast.
Catherine and James's views on climate are well established, and their frustration with some of the News Corp and Fox coverage of the topic is also well known. They are particularly disappointed with the ongoing denial among the news outlets in Australia, given obvious evidence to the contrary.
James Murdoch sits on the News Corp board, but is no longer an executive with the company, focusing instead on his role with a separate investment company. His criticism has further fueled the debate over how News Corp covers climate change.
James has had issues with the company's coverage of climate for his entire life, really, and I'm less surprised that he did this now than that it took this long.
James Murdoch's older brother, Lachlan, appears to be in line to take over from Rupert Murdoch as head of News Corp when the famous patriarch eventually steps down. Despite their Australian roots, Jim Rutenberg says the Murdochs are the first family of media in the United States, wielding vast power.
They dominate the Republican side of the climate debate, and they are a force in denialism.
The ABC has contacted News Corp for a response to James Murdoch's criticism. The company says it has no comment, but referred to an editorial in the Australian newspaper 4 days ago, in which the newspaper defended its coverage of climate change and the bushfires. It rejects claims the organisation facilitates climate change denial.
Right now, social media is driving a campaign of outrage in which an alleged right-wing conspiracy of climate denialism is framed as the key obstacle on the path to a better future. For all the clicks, this represents few people and no constructive ideas.
Tony Kosh is a retired journalist who spent 3 decades working for News Corp. He won 5 Walkleys and News Corp's most prestigious honour, the Sir Keith Murdoch Award. He's deeply concerned about the company's coverage of climate change, and he's glad James Murdoch spoke out.
I think he's an honest and decent person, and what he's saying is so obviously true that it needed to be said. And I'm on record as saying that I think that the Australian News Limited effort in looking at climate change is absolutely pathetic, quite juvenile, actually. Now, their commentators, particularly like the Australian newspaper, are just absolutely, it's ludicrous, the attitude they're taking to what's obvious around the place with climate change.
News Corp has pledged an initial donation of $5 million to the Australian Bushfire Relief Campaign.
David Sparks reporting.